everybody, and welcome back to the POD cast. I am. Yeah, we're all here. We're all here, and more than all of us are here. There's more. Hooray. I am Murray Fox, and this week I am, H-O-T, hot. I am having all the time. No, that doesn't make sense.
Wait.
Although.
You need a W in there. H-A-W-T.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's the way my students would spell it. So there we go.
The new spelling.
That's right. There's lots of new spellings. Believe me. In grade three.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
So many.
I just have to get the kid to the little one to use vowels, and she's like, she's basically naming tech startups every day with her lack of vowels in things. Everything, you know, it's like, oh, and then R. It's like, maybe throw an E in front of that R. I don't know. So I am definitely looking forward to the end of school, to where I no longer need to do the sort of actual teach thing.
Yeah.
And, because it is technology ever against CH. against the children. Yes, that's what it is.
I hear you.
Technology ever against the children. They are resistant, shall we say. And I said, well, you know, doesn't stop for the summer, you know, because if we're stuck inside, you guys are going to get your learn on a little bit. And And I mean, like you know, here's a cool little science thing we're going to do or something like that. But I need that thing that gives them something to do. It keeps them out of my hair for 10 minutes.
I know what your intent is, but in my head as you were saying it, I kind of imagine it like Rorschach in the prison. I'm not stuck in the house with you. You're stuck in the house with me. And you're going to learn.
Let me tell you, that would not be the first time that phrase has been used in our household since all this began. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've... Exactly. Anyway, to you, sir.
Yes, I'm here for the first time. I am Al Sedano, and today, actually, I am an agent of dog. That is Dopey Organic Growlers, because they spent this morning, when I had to get up earlier than normal, we're going out before coffee, and it's like, let's see, should we make it an easy walk? No, let's start barking and growling at everything we see and running in different directions. Let's test the man as far as we can.
That's awesome. That is a fantastic acronym.
That's a very good one. That is a very good one.
They are both still alive. I just want to make sure everyone knows this. They're fine and alive. It came close a few times this morning.
It's the two. I feel you. Two is definitely a lot more.
When you're walking them by yourself, because they always want to go in different directions, or one wants to walk and the other one wants to plant themselves in the ground and not move.
Lovely.
Yeah, that's our dog. Just walk, sniff, 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 stop.
Yeah.
And then eventually move a little further. Yeah, he's on slow pace right now.
Yeah, that's the small one. He wants to just walk and sniff and pee on everything. His goal is, what can I pee on? He's like a scientist.
Yeah.
Let's see, what is this object? Okay, what happens when I pee on it?
What happens when I pee on it? Yeah, he's a scientist or like a fraternity brother.
Exactly.
What happens if I pee on this?
It gets wet. What do you know?
Exactly.
All righty. Well, let's dive into issue two. Yes. Legion 89, number 2 from March 89.
Wow. That is madness. Not surprising. Yes, yes. And I find this cover looks much more Maguire than the previous one.
Oh, it's very Maguire.
Yeah, okay. Totally. Totally. So yeah, Maguire and Gordon.
Oh yeah, there it is. I see that.
Yeah.
They kind of look like Mousers from the early Turtles book, the black and white ones.
Yes, yes, they do. I was trying to. Yeah, totally, totally.
Yeah, I see it. I see it. All righty.
We have stealth.
And we have stealth. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to take us through this one this week?
I'll roll us through this one.
Okie doke.
First, pop right. quiz. Or, sorry, despot quiz. So, you want to be a despot. So, imagine you're a computer tyrant with the whole of Planet Kolu in your electronic clutches. There are half a dozen assorted windows in Detainment Center 17. Of course, it had to be 17, like Stalag 17. who just might pose a threat to your eons-old rule. Without peeking at the picture. I hope you haven't looked at it yet. Do you A, ask them nicely to leave you alone or you'll tell their mothers on them? B, ignore them and hope they'll go away? Or C, blow up the building and everyone in it? Guess that they...
me, pick me.
Oh, Murray.
They went with C.
They did. They did indeed. There's a huge crater where once there was a building. And you see a lot of vehicles sort of parked around it surveying the damage.
Yeah,
it's a mess.
And you know what is not a mess? Mike DiCarlo's inking. I'm getting my favorite page out of the way now.
There you go. Yeah, I noticed you chose a page without any people on it.
Bingo.
It is meant to be chiseled. So this issue is brought to us by Keith Giffen on Plot and Breakdowns, Alan Grant script, Barry Kitson penciler, Mike DiCarlo inker, Lover and Kinzierski colorist, Gaspar is the letterer, Art Young is the assistant editor, and Karen Berger is the editor. Congratulations, you made the right decision. Now your seeing eye hover drones inspect the extent of the damage. And they've got these sort of raised fists on their armor.
Oh, totally.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, you have to admit, a masterpiece of efficiency. Any likelihood of survivors? Improbable, approaching impossible. The blast was calculated to destroy everything within a 100-meter radius. Its 6 targets had no chance of escape. 6? Are we talking a slight case of overkill here? You know, it's like they say, right? You know, it's like, hey, got to put out this match. Where's the fire extinguisher? or where's the waterfall? And so the seeing eye drone says, you know what they say, better safe than sorry. So
they're pretty safe.
Yeah, estimated fatalities 317. They start grabbing the. Detainment building completely destroyed, partial to severe damage extending over 50,000 square meters. Estimated time necessary for reconstruction 3 days. Estimated fatalities 317. Erasing fatalities from planetary records.
Look at that, Moose
Bartle. Yeah, Moose Katine.
That's like they're just gone. They've never existed.
Exactly.
What fatalities?
We don't need their information anymore. They're no longer with us. Objective: neutralize potential threat. Objective achieved. Based on last known location, target survival possibility 0. Objective achieved. File closed and purge. So you see the reconstruction units are starting to get to work, and the populace goes about their business. Centuries of computer conditioning have long since wiped out their faculty for curiosity or pity. And so we see, you know, things being pulled out of there, broken bodies, wasted lives. Then we see a little tunnel. Okay, so we're not dead, and this isn't hell. But we damn nearly were, and this damn nearly is.
Ooh, can I guess? Is that Beck?
Exactly, yeah. Shocking, really. It's Garen Beck. Doc says, come off it, Beck. I calculated the radius of destruction to within meters. There was never any danger. No danger? Doc's you maniac. You're playing games with our lives here. Stratus says, he's got a point there. Nonsense, says Doc. I knew exactly what I was doing. Beck says, I admit having Larissa and Stealth use their powers to cancel out sight and sound so Strata could rip us an exit was a great idea. But the least you could have done was warn us the tyrants would waste the whole damn building to get us. And Doc says it was their only logical choice. They had to opt for the plan with the most chance of success. Grok, is there no way of getting through to you? Says Beck. And Larissa says, whatever. There's no point arguing about it after the event. At least we're all still alive. Strata says, she's got a point there too. And Doc says, quite. Now, as to our next move, I think. And Stealth says, our is the operative word, hotshot. You do well to remember that we're all in this together. And Larissa says, even if it is against our will. Says, yeah, a little democracy never hurt anyone. At least I don't think it did. So go on, real Doc, says Stealth. Tell us, what is our next move? Just how the hell do we get off this electronic slaughterhouse of a planet? Well, I guess the thing to do is head for the spaceport. The whole of Kalu's crisscrossed with all sorts of utility pipelines. We could use them. It'd be hard going, but it just might work. And Larissa says, don't sound too optimistic about it now. And you can hear Beck. Oh, Grok, why didn't I just stay on the drug squad? I didn't know how easy I had it. There's no point kidding you. Chances are we'll be discovered. There aren't that many sensors in the tunnels, but if we trip one, well, it'll be any case. Strata answers, getting shot down, jailed and blown up, it's any pleasant. And Stealth says, send out a points man, check the tunnels, survey the terrain. Already done, Stealth, my dear, says the Derlin. Damn, will you stop sneaking off like that? You're going to end up getting that Derlin butt of yours stomped good. And Beck's still sitting there whining. I give up. I'm just going to sit here till I die of old age.
That is him. Beck,
yeah, that is so him. The Derlin says, the tunnel connects with what looks like a main viaduct down a few hundred yards further down. It seems to run in the general direction of the spaceport. Unless anyone has any other suggestions, I say we give it a shot. At least we'll be headed the right way. Larissa's on board. And Doc says, we all agreed then. And Strata says, have we got any choice? Doc says, not really. then let's do it, says Larissa. And remember, Vril, I'll be keeping a very close eye on you. That is basically her thing for the rest of the series.
No kidding.
That noise, what? My sweet life, says Stealth. What in the name of the shadow ancestors are they? And we see these little robot things, the robot rats that we saw on the
cover.
Sterilization units, says Docs. The tyrants must have sent them into the tunnels to clear away any contamination from the explosion. If they catch us, they'll rip us to shreds. As far as they're concerned, we're contaminants. So he says, follow me, stick together, move it. Come on back, or these things will really give you something to be depressed about. Larissa asks, does this mean that the computer tyrants know we're here, still alive? Doc says, no, not yet anyway. As far as the Sandy units know, we're just mobile debris. And so the Derlin gives directions, but these things now, instead of like a whole bunch of them, now it's just a cloud of them. Coming after them.
And by the way, I love how these two pages are with the panels in the middle, and it's you have all those rat things all around the page.
It's
great everywhere. Layout with that. Exactly. They surround everything. And he knew. Somehow Docs knew this would happen. The devious bastard suckered us again. And they get, they start grabbing on to Larissa's cape. As we know, no capes, darling. and they're dragging
they never
her back,
learn.
Just like on the cover. See, these are the days when the cover used to appear in the book some in some way. And then it's dark. Get her, Strata. How? I can't see. Damn it. Shut it down, Larissa. The computers will pick us up as anomaly in utility tunnel XR3I. Repeat. Anomaly. Evaluating. Area of total darkness. Situation fits abilities of Larissa Malor. Shadow Guardian, Talak 8. Possibility of survival figures out by 0.4000001%. Chances of other five being alive? Reevaluating. And they go a little matrix on us here. conclusion. Chances negligible. Logical objective? Escape. Logical destination? Spaceport. Sealing access tubes to spaceport. Awaiting confirmation of intruder ID from sanitation units. Oh, there you go. So you've made a mistake. One of them is still alive. What the heck? No one's perfect. Will you A, blow the tunnels, possibly bringing down the sector above, or B, leave her for the SANA units to finish? Well, let's see. So Strata has grabbed a hold of her, and they're having very difficulty in trying to devour Strata. Hurry up. Get her out of there. Okay. Keep your wedge on, Strata says to Beck. Easy. Hey, they're stopping. They're not coming any further. Are you all right, Larissa? You look like you're in pretty bad shape. I'll survive. No thanks to you, real Docs. Give me a break, says Docs. And Garen's like, I ought to break your neck, Mr. Know-It-All. Now what? And Docs says, we don't have much time. When the SANI units fail to record digestion of biological matter, the Tyrants will send them to hunt Larissa down specifically. Nasty little buggers, says Strata. Lucky for us, they stopped when they did. The boundary of their territory, no doubt. But the Tyrants won't let them hang back for long. We've got to keep moving. And Larissa says, I've twisted my ankle. I'm not going to be able to travel fast. He says, then you'll be carried, Strata. And Stealth says, hey, you guys got to see what's up ahead. And Doc says, I said stick together, Stealth. It's too dangerous to go wandering off on your own. Yeah, well, sit on it, Hotshot. She's taking she's taking advice from Fonzie, clearly.
Totally.
You're one to talk about danger. Well, let's just see what's got you so excited. And there is the big tunnel, and wow. This could be another panel right there.
Could be, yeah. It's very Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Oh, no, reminds me of a black hole. A bit, but it's a cleaner one.
Yes, the Cygnus, yes.
Yes, when they're running across that one thing and the giant meteoroid is, or asteroid is coming behind them.
Totally. That's awesome. Strata says, holy mother, and I thought I was big. Beck says, what the hell is that thing? Incredible, isn't it? That thing is a big brother to our little friends back there, says Docs. It sanitizes the major tunnels, crushing everything in its way, cleaning up behind it as it goes. As we can see, it's got like a trail of blood, basically. Yeah. Just be glad it passed us by already. And Beck's like, I'm glad. not something we hear from him that often. Wow, this is some setup, says Stealth. These computer tyrants of yours really like to keep things clean, Docs. Kind of puts us in a bit of a fix, though. And says, no, we can head down here toward the central core. It's the last place the tyrants will expect us to make for. What? Says Beck. What's the central core stuff? Can you get it through that thick head? All we want is to get off planet. We don't care squat about your crazy plans to take on your tyrants. And Larissa says, Rill's right, Garen. They have still sealed off. They have sealed off all ways off world now that they know we're still alive. If we want out of this in one piece, there's only one way. Neutralize the computers. Beck facepalm says, so Docs gets what he wanted all along. Manipulative bastard.
He's got him pegged.
Oh, yeah.
So the Durlin is winging his way as like a big winged slug. maybe this won't be so hard after all. There don't seem to be any defensive units. Sensors shouldn't be too hard to evade. Don't suppose the tyrants ever dreamed anybody would pull a kamikaze stunt like this. And bam, bam. Uh-oh. Maybe the tyrants aren't as careless as they thought. It's turning back. Cease fire. Set up your positions here. Remember your orders. Only fire your shots. Only fire if your shots won't jeopardize the tube units. But on no account may any intruder pass. And so we go back to the tyrants. Defense position set up just beyond forbidden sector. Grade A alert. Intruder IDs confirmed. Not so good, eh? They all should have survived the blast. Maybe you should have blown the tunnels, but too late now. Their proximity to the restricted zone rules out explosives. Psi profile. Subject, real docs. Psi profile indicates pathological hatred of us. Objective is obvious. He wishes to destroy us. Further progress cannot be permitted. Force him into range of defense position weapons. Activating standing units from access tubes. Derlin returning to warn others. And I love the way that whenever we get to these pages, the gutters in the panel are all machinery.
Yeah, it's all circuitry. Yeah. And
It's all. And is it just me, and maybe it's because of Giffen, but is anyone else getting a vibe of the evil computer that was manipulating Max Lord in the first dozen issues of Justice League?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. And that would have been before this, totally.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was thinking of, especially because occasionally it's doing very computery, but occasionally it does have like one or two pages where it kind of has like a colloquialism in there, like it's a lot, like it's a personality, yeah, not just a program.
Yeah, it's learning, and yeah, exactly. So we see Docs and with Becky yelling at him as usual. Great, there are troops waiting for us. We're done for this time. Really done for. Oh, give the histrionics a break, Beck. Didn't anyone ever tell you you're not dead until you lie down and die? If we can't go back, we go on straight through them. But how? We're unarmed. And he and the Derlin speak in, I don't know what the language is.
I'm going to guess Derlin.
Yeah. I think you're right, actually. And he says, Stealth, get ready to blank out all sound around us. If this is going to work, we need surprise on our side. You're serious? We're going to fight them? Beck says, will somebody tell me what's going on here? Stratus says, don't look now, guys, but I think those little buggers are back. Oh, no, says Larissa. Oh, Grok, says Beck, I'd rather be shot. Run for it. And he says, finally, we see eye to eye on something. And Stratus says, geez, I'm beginning to forget. I'm built for comfort, not speed. And these things are coming after them. The little rats and that vibration. What? Oh God! Look, and we see the cleaner basically coming after them, crushing all of the sanitization units in its path. And Stealth says it's going to run right over us. Don't panic. Get ready to jump. says Docs. Now what? And Beck's like, what? Now I know you're crazy. Better that than dead. So Stratus says, hold tight, Larissa, and they all, and now grab it. And they grab onto this thing. And so, Grok, we're going to be squashed. Shut up, Beck, I've got you. I don't believe this. And there's the Derlin, right on time. Nice work, old friend. It was nothing. A child could disrupt the circuitry on this thing. A Derlin child, anyway. It's under our control now. And
nice. They got a vacuum cleaner under their control.
Exactly. And so Beck says, no, don't tell me. We're heading for the central core, right? Doc says, you're beginning to get the hang of it, Beck. Stratus says, I hate to be a party pooper, real, but do you have any idea what you're going to do when we get there? Do I? Oh, yeah. And Stealth says, you headed us this way from the start. You never had any intention of making it to the spaceport. Quit griping. At least I got you a ride. Damn you, Docs. I've got a good mind to let it go, Stealth, says Larissa. Taking it out on each other's not going to do us any good. Besides, unless you know a way off this thing, Docs has got us right where he always wanted us. And the guards are like, sir, sanity wheel approaching. Order, sir, 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 sir. And they all get zapped, vaporized, in fact. My God, vaporized, says Strata. That's what would have happened to us. Larissa says, they just stood there. They didn't even try to save themselves. Their prime directive, never damage the hardware, says Docs. The way the tyrants run the show, lives cost less than machines. They can't stop us now. Take us all the way. Take us all the way in. Aye, aye, Skipper, says the Derlin. So the Derlin has done the aye, aye thing, right? He also earlier did the made the mention of kamikazes.
Maybe this guy
spent some time on Earth. colloquialisms are one thing, but when they, they're very specific things.
It's almost like this Derlin has an interest in 20th century Earth.
Right, exactly.
Mm.
Central core off the starboard bow. And the narration is wrong decision is going to cost you dearly. You've not much time left. Samuel approaching central core. No response to override commands. Evaluate defense options. No need. Defense options, zero. So, quiz. Will you A, try to sweet talk them out of whatever vile deed they may be contemplating? Intruders approaching. Warning. Extreme hazard. Shout for help. Keep back. You can't. You mustn't. Or C, resort to some desperate, secret, last-minute tough luck. If you really want to be a despot, go back to the beginning and start again. It's done, says Dux, as smoke pours out of the console. After centuries of slavery, Kolu is free at last. Generations of obedience from their people made the tyrants complacent. They had no defenses because they couldn't even conceive of anyone against them. Illogical, they'd have called it. That sounds familiar. Beck says, illogical or not, Docs, you did it. We did it, Darren Beck, says Docs. So, and Beck says, so why the long face? If I'd known it was going to be this easy, I'd have played along with you from the start.
And this has got to be the creepiest panel. Beck smiling.
yeah.
Doesn't suit his face.
it almost doesn't really look like him.
Yeah. Easy. God help me. I've turned off my world, destroyed the keystone that kept all of the Kaluan society together. I've forced children to become adults, suddenly, totally, whether they were ready for it or not. Come on, we better head for the surface. I want to see exactly what I've done to my planet, what I've done to my people.
Boom, boom, boom.
The price of freedom. Now, I find that interesting. That is uncharacteristic of Docs. For him, it's usually means to an end and whatever that end is. So there we go. We still are pre-L-E-G-I-O-N.
Yeah, it's not there yet.
I'm looking forward to when it gets there. Because now, that's actually something I wanted to take note of, was the symbol, the raised fist symbol on
the uniforms?
Yeah. Would, later become a bit of a, because the actual L-E-G-I-O-N symbol is that hand through the bar, basically.
Right.
Through that sort of object.
Oh, he's appropriating it.
Yeah, I think so. And that ties into what was going on Kolu. And I wonder how much of it also is on the, I guess we'll see. Because again, it's been a long while for me since I've read this stuff. But we'll see sort of like how it relates to the Cairn police symbol as well. I just want to kind of put that, it may not at all, but I figured I'd put it out there. So that maybe triggers when we get to that.
There's something to think, something to notice.
Exactly. And you know, it's, this is Docs, right? This is, manipulates everyone to do his dirty work for him.
And he has a reason for everything.
Totally. Whether he's going to let anyone know or not.
No, well, that's too much wasted time to tell you. Just listen to me.
Oh, I feel like I've used that in the classroom so many times.
Yeah.
Except he uses this for everybody, for everything.
That's true.
Now, two things I was thinking of, and since obviously at this point only episodes one is out, so I don't know if you guys brought this up last time or not, but two things I'm thinking of is, A, especially this issue, I'm finding it amazing how much Strata looks like original version of Block.
Totally.
From the Legion. 100%. In like those first issues, like the Dick OS version of him, even, I think.
Yeah, this issue especially, he's looking very Ditko Block. And
personality wise, I feel like early block, like before he went all stony and innocent.
So
and...
yeah, so like super assassin block.
Yes. Yes.
I also find Strata actually comes off a little Ben Grimm in portions of this.
I'm built for comfort, not speed.
Yeah, exactly. What a revolt in development.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can see that. And the other thing I'm noticing is it's hilarious. I don't know if this is intentional or not, but the guy with basically the Wolverine haircut is the biggest whiny baby of the group.
Oh, that's interesting. It is interesting, you know, reading this now after reading much further into the series is this is as altruistic as Vril Dox is ever portrayed. And we get rid of that fairly soon.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's been a while since I read this too. I think like 20 years since I read most of the series.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, we get the, you know, if you think of this, now there's six of them. And, you know, Larissa almost becomes the invisible woman of this because she can, of course, black things out. Dox is the Reed Richards. We've got Strata as the Thing, and then because it always comes back to the Fantastic Four or the Justice League, basically.
Totally.
As the templates for superhero teams, you know, and I mean, we've got six members, but you know, so maybe one of them is the She-Hulk of this.
Oh, that'd be Stealth. That'd be Stealth.
Yeah, totally. And totally.
The Durlin's the Ant-Man.
There you go.
Go sneak up over there and see what's going on. Come back and tell us.
Yeah, exactly. So a bit of Avengers folded in as well as the extended Fantastic Four family.
Well, yeah, they're members of the FF. So that means Beck is Johnny.
Yeah. That's hot-headed, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, you want him to be on fire.
Totally.
You know what?
Totally.
I completely see the point now. I get it.
Yeah. So yeah, it's that symbol on the Kaluan cops thing is definitely the inspiration for at least part of that symbol. So I'll be interested to sort of see when it all comes together. But this was a great issue. I remember like the you know, this first like, you know, 10 or 12 issues were so good, you know, where it was like all kinds of cool stuff going on, lots of sort of Star Wars-esque sci-fi action, and then as they build what they're building to, and it's very interesting that of course that we had no idea really what they were building to at the time, because that wasn't it wasn't even teased at the beginning.
Yeah, you said it was something called L period E period et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So as far as we knew, they were kind of a precursor to the Legion.
Yeah. Now, I also realized something reading this. Is wow, it's amazing how much Alan Grant's like scripting voice is, you know, or style is very similar to Giffen's. Like, if I didn't see the credits and you said this is by Giffen, I'm like, yeah, of course Giffen wrote this.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely, they're definitely very much on the same page, at least style wise.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, that's something I have to think about again as I start going back and reading other Grant stuff. I'm going to be looking for that probably to see.
And you know, I haven't read a lot of his stuff in ages, but, you know, I mean, you know, it's interesting, a guy who sort of came over as one of the, he was one of the Judge Dredd guys, and he would come over and write Batman, which made a lot of sense, and this starts to make a lot of sense as well.
Yeah, because this is more, like the 2000 AD stuff, this is more sci-fi stuff. With some superhero-esque tinges, as opposed to The Legion, which is more of a superhero with sci-fi tinges.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, good point. Good point, and yeah.
This would be up his alley.
Totally. Leading toward dystopian police force, you know, it's mm-hmm. It's kind of his jam, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Well, yeah, because I just watched that Future Shock, the 2000 AD documentary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on. I don't know if it's on anything else. I know it's on Prime. I think that's where I saw it. Or no, I saw it on Tubi, which is like a free app.
Yes, it is.
I'm pretty sure that's where I saw it, actually. And yeah, so because I haven't really read any 2000 AD, but I was really curious to see that. And yeah, this from what they were saying, this is more up their alley, more general, just real sci-fi or whatever, not superhero stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Because so. I mean, in this, you know, yes, some of them have superpowers, but we kind of move beyond that fairly quickly. And that stuff, like, yeah, it's like you say, it's the sci-fi with superhero touches to it. And we, you know, as we move forward, it becomes more and more about that. I mean, even this. Okay, so you had the Derlin's powers be kind of a key tool in defeating this, but
aliens being able to do different things is a hallmark of a lot of science fiction.
True.
So you know, just because an alien can do that, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't call Star Trek Deep Space Nine superhero, but they have a shapeshifter.
Yeah. Excellent point. Yeah, absolutely. And interestingly, that actually, and this would have been a few years before that, because Deep Space Nine started what, like 92,
93? Maybe. I don't remember. I think, isn't this around the time Next Generation started? Because that was like, I don't remember, 80, or maybe that was 87.
Next Generation started in 86, because it was during the writer's strike. And
Deep Space Nine, 93,
yeah, because I remember that was toward the end of school for me. So, and that was very, you know, that was, there was the old adage that, you know, if Star Trek was wagon train in space, then Deep Space Nine was Gunsmoke in space.
Oh, totally,
right. And that's kind of where we, you know, we start out here. Maybe it's the Great Escape in space. Okay. You know, they broke out of the Stalag and now off they go to do this other thing, and it's all through Dox's manipulations and everything. So.
Starring Steve McQueen as Vril Dox.
Oh, right? Oh, I'm totally feeling it. Absolutely.
I love to watch that.
I would be all over that, for sure.
Oh, God, yeah.
Very cool.
Excellent. Well, that brings us to the end. And there's, yeah, that's it. There's no more. There's no letter page yet. I think those are coming.
I would
kind of remember what they, because this was back in the day when we used to get like clever titles for letter columns, and so you know, I don't remember what this was, but wouldn't it have been like Letters? But my favorite of all of the Legion spinoffs was the one for Valor, where it was the letters part of Valor.
Oh, God, that's right.
Taken from the old adage of discretion is the better part of valor. It was the letters part of valor. And I thought that was just hilarious.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Letter columns actually had titles that meant something.
And letters and back and forth and opinions. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I still remember, as much as I can't reread the series because of the writer, I know the real names of the real names of everyone from Gilligan's Island because of the Wonder Man letters page.
Yeah.
That was a whole thing about that. And like a couple issues that were whole back and forth all about that.
Yeah.
So I still know Jonas Grumby is the skipper.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Jonas Grumby, absolutely. And Willie Gilligan.
Yeah. And Lovey Howell, that's her name.
That's right. And so we, of course, Thurston Howell the third. Marianne was
Summers.
Wasn't it? Yes, Ginger Grant.
Yeah.
And I think it was Professor.
I want to say Roy Hinckley.
Yes. Yes.
I think.
And I have not read those things in like 20-something years, but totally, it's just, right? Yeah, and yet that stupid thing from that letters page stuck with me.
Totally. But that's what, that was the thing, is that there was, you know, and I mean, I remember fondly the letters pages in Starman, and...
So
good.
Yeah, like, they're in Preacher, and maybe have, like, recommendations of, like, this is what we're watching or reading or things like that, if you want to try it.
Totally, and Denny O'Neill did that in The Question as well. In fact, when I met him a couple of years ago, I had him sign the letters page in the first issue. And I said, because I read all these books that you recommended, and he was pleased. But you know, it was like there was an additional thing where they actually got to sort of opine or explain influence and send you into other directions, and that was always neat.
Yeah, I miss that. Not many books do that anymore. I know Immortal Hulk does that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm reading that on Marvel Unlimited, and the letters page is still in there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's a really well-crafted letters page. Like, it's good letters and good comments after the letters. And
it used to be a whole sort of other level of discourse that gave you appreciation for other things. It would say, oh, this reminds me of that. And it's, oh, I got to check that out. And so they were the things that kind of led you to new discovery. And because new discovery wasn't as easy then, you know, there would be the other things that you saw on the newsstand, perhaps. But
if you didn't know to look for something, you wouldn't find it.
Yeah, exactly. And then when they could give you recommendations of things in other media, it was like, oh, wow, you know, this is a movie I never thought of watching or a book I never thought of reading. But I learned that it has something to do with this, so I need to check it out. Because I was one of the people who, after having been away for a while, started reading that that letters page in The Question, and I picked up a bunch of those all at once, kind of one fell swoop. And I got to the one where the recommended reading was Watchmen. And it was like, oh, I haven't read that yet. I need to check that out. So you know, that led me to that, which led me to other things, which, you know, I mean, that's all great.
Yeah, that's how it works. Exactly. Hopefully more will start doing that again soon, because that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's a lost art, and it's a lost part of the experience. And I'm pro letters, Colin, for sure.
Totally, and it's not really replaced by the message boards or the.
It is not at all.
Nope.
Yeah,
not.
It's too spread out that way. I mean, there's no way that anyone's gonna. I mean, it's kind of hard for everyone to go, hey, if like right now, because of the letter pages, I can say the name Tia Maple.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know who I'm talking about. But while people's comments might be great on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, or whatever random group they're in, it's not something that everyone can actually know and talk about and have like as a shared experience like the book itself.
The other thing about the letter column, as opposed to the message board or Twitter feed or whatever, is there was a sense of curation. Right? So there was an editor that selected, like, these are the letters I want to run. Because you know, it adds to what's going on in here, and
to the dumping ground of the internet where anyone can post anything.
Exactly. You know, where instead of Giffen sucks, it's like, I'm not crazy about Giffen's work, and here's why, and going into stuff like that instead.
Yeah, you can get more intelligent discussion.
I remember, and I don't remember if it was Kerry Bates doing the letter column as well, because it was when he was editing himself on The Flash, and someone wrote in about hating Carmen Infantino's art, and and he kind of went off a little bit, and then someone took him to task in the letters page, but he ran the letter, and he's like, hey, you know what? They came in and they took one of comics' finest artists to task, and I, you know, basically I clapped back, and he's like, maybe I could have done that better. And it was kind of an interesting mea culpa on that, but again, it was, you know, he didn't have to run that letter, taking him to task. He could have chosen not to, but instead thought that the conversation was furthered by including him.
Good, good, good. Good on him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Huh.
All right. Well, I guess we can wrap it up. And that brings us to an end for this week. We will see y'all next week with issue number three. One of those things.
Exactly. Send any comments or anything like that. You can go over to the website. It is on the Legion of Substitute Podcasters website, which is legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. And you can also just send a message to legionofsubstitutepodcasters@gmail.com, and I'll share it with the guys.
Awesome.
Coolio. All right. We'll catch you all next week, gang.
All right.